The best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday.
9 to 12 p.m.
It's a brand new week. Good morning. Are you well? I'm good. As long as you're good too. All right. What you know from school versus what you experience at work, especially as an intern. We'll talk about the life of interns in SA. I mean, here you are. You just finished with your courses. You're ready to implement what you've learned and put it into action. If there's anything an intern looks forward to, is to at least see how all that bookish knowledge is being used in corporate life. Is this what I've read and mastered and even gotten a distinction in class applicable in the workplace? But you and I know we were once interns, even though it was called practicals or in-service training. And we've seen interns come in different ways, take a boy child, take a girl child to work, job shadowing. Being an intern comes with challenges. But the question is, what are those common issues of internship that you have observed? The working world is a jungle. And the intern, if you really like to think about it, is at the bottom of that food chain. And internship is today's entry point to employment. It's always been, actually. But with that said, there is a huge gap between what the intern knows versus what they're expected to deliver at work. So being an intern is challenging. It is temporary. It is not well paying. And most of all, you are in a race to gain experience. You are in a race to impress the employer with the hope that they keep you afterwards. But once you start, the one thing that we never talk about is once you start as an intern, you're welcomed. After orientation, you are immediately treated like an equal. All right? So your supervisor forgets that, by the way, you are new. Depending on the industry, of course, there is little room for mistakes. All right? The worst is when your work is never used. Or with eager you share your knowledge or what you know, and you are told, don't come with your books here. This is how we've been doing it for so many years. Well, I'm sure we knew the negative side of things. Maybe there are positives. Please share them with me. Are you an intern? What has been the most challenging thing about being at work? Are you looking after interns? What has been your observation? Hashtag the life of an intern.
What I love about having interns is the ones that really enjoy the work and they excel. And I think the most rewarding thing about having interns is when they are finally done and they get a job and you get that thank you email. And the other downside of taking care of interns is when they have studied and then they realize when once they are interning that, hey, I actually do not like what I'm doing. And that's sad because it's like a snowball. They don't like what they're doing. Then they don't come to work. And then the attitude changes because they really don't enjoy what they're doing. So I think that's the sad part about it, because the work I do, it's very male-dominated. So when you get some of the ladies saying, I don't know what I signed up for, it was just for the money.
Thank you, Dineo, for that. Your 3 teaspoons coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Now, these are the 3 teaspoons on the life of an intern, according to Kamohel. 1, not enough work or too much work. There's not enough work assigned to you. I mean, which leads you to being bored, you're underutilized, you end up strumming your fingers at your desk, tempted to troll social media because of free Wi-Fi, or because simply as an intern, you are happy to be in there, a foot in the door. And some workplaces may take advantage of exactly that by giving you very long hours of dull, repetitive work like filing. Can you imagine? Filing work from back in 2004. I saw your tweet. 2, your work is not used. Your boss gives you a project that you finally feel like, I want to hear, I'm going to use my education. But it ends up never being used. Getting lost on their desk or whoops. Oh, sorry, there was a miscommunication between senior staff and your project is now unnecessary. After you have spent the whole weekend working on it. Not only is it frustrating because of your seemingly wasted time and effort, but it makes you less motivated for any future projects. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on the life of an intern, according to Kamohelo, my new intern and producer today. Your seniors forget that you are new. Your supervisor gives you a project, but the direction don't quite make sense to you. And you are having trouble seeing the bigger picture, which is one of the big things that you need to do. But because you're trying to prove yourself, you take it on. Only to do what? To mess it up.
I was once an intern. The workplace and the school is completely different world. You get to work so excited to implement whatever and to learn as much as possible. But then other people are not welcoming. Other people tell you that you got a paper, I've got experience. So, you know, there's always those challenges whereby you find other people who are not willing to help you. Or they will tell you, but you got the knowledge, you got the books, you got the paper. So why can't you do 1, 2, 3? Use your book knowledge and whatever. So there's always challenges. And also in government departments, they rotate interns. They will never hire them permanent. Most of the government departments, that's what they do. So they just want to give you that experience. They will never hire you. But then, yeah, there's always those people who have been in the company for 20 years. They will tell you that they know everything. So those challenges are always there and they will forever be there.
Were you ever an intern, Angie?
I have never been an intern.
How did you gain experience in whatever it is that you're doing?
I just did it.
So, okay, take me back to your first day on radio.
On radio. So, my first day on radio, I didn't actually even plan on being on radio.
Okay.
I was busy doing my post-grad science degree, blah, blah, blah. And I had a friend who was doing campus radio.
Yes.
And my friend and I used to have a ball of a time. And he's like, you know what? I've got a drive time show. Come through. Let's co-host. And that's how I started my radio career.
Yeah.
And then I got offered a job by the regional radio station from them having heard me
on campus
radio.
Yeah.
So I didn't do an internship.
So the regional radio being commercial,
mm-hmm.
when you walked in,
yes.
they just said, this is the mic. Do what you do.
They were like, this is going to be your show. We're going to have a driver for you while you learn the desk, and that was it.
Chiman, when I grew up, ne?
You didn't like what's over in Jewish.
I
really do. Like, I envy people's stories when they're like this.
Yes.
I honestly do.
So you were an intern?
I used to sleep. So at the time that I was interning at Y, yes. I didn't have a car,
okay.
right? And the first department they put me in was the news department,
yes.
to go and shadow there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the editor at the time was like, Mo Rkalaka 5, you know? Mm. I don't even know how am I supposed to get
yeah.
here. So I would leave my house the day before.
Ntambam.
Yes, Ntambam, with the last taxi, like towards the evening.
Sure.
And then I'd go into studio and I'd sit there the entire evening. So when the
waiting for 5 o'clock.
Yeah. So when the likes of DJ Sbu or whoever would come in, yeah. even in the morning for their breakfast show.
They find you there.
They'd find me there. So I ended up doing other things at the station because I was always there.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd leave maybe like for 2-3 hours, you know,
and come back again,
get a nap, and then go back again. That's what I used to do
wow.
at the time.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I just, yeah, eventually they started making me come in on the weekends, and they were like, oh, you're quite reliable, yes, as a kid, so come through. Mm. Started reading news on the weekends, taught me everything I needed to know about writing for radio
yeah,
and all
yeah,
of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Content production, I learned from the people that were there, because I'd ask questions, I've got nothing else to do, like,
and you're there.
Yeah, the presenters that are working the graveyard shifts, I'd sit there and I'd be like, show me how to work the desk. Show me how to do this. Like,
aha.
I was those people.
No,
because
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
always around. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's essentially how I got on air eventually.
I'm not sure if this advice applies to all the industries, but in our industry, the radio industry, I mm-hmm. always tell interns, be available.
You need to be available.
Be available.
And you know, for me, Uncle T, I think, especially here, I've been here at Kaya for what? Oh, I'm going on 10 years being
wow.
here now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I sometimes say to the interns, I don't even know where you are most of the time. Mm. And that for me is concerning.
Yeah.
Because in this industry, if we don't even remember that you guys are on a program,
yeah,
it's problematic.
It is.
Because when they're looking for someone,
out of mind, you're not out of
top
sight.
Of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Like you're not a... Mm-hmm. I can't say, like, Smang Mang Man is really
good at that.
You know, and yeah, that's... So just be available all the time.
All the time. Interns, let's talk about the mistakes you made as an intern, obviously. Because you won't learn without making mistakes. Like the day you replied to all instead of what? Yes, those mistakes. And you learn from them. You're laughing about it now because you've been there. Yes. And I mean, that's exactly what you're talking about. That's the life of an intern, isn't it? Your calls, yes, call me. 086-00-00959. I'm taking your call. And if you were an intern and now you're a full-time, I'm sure you have a nugget or two to share. Call in too.
When I was still in procurement, I had quite a few. We started with 8 and we absorbed 2. And they're now still working for the company permanently. But the thing with them is they come in bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to learn, ready to serve, ready to... As soon as they are made permanent, they drop the ball. I don't understand why. Is it one, because they are eager to get employment when they are starting, and when they finally have employment, they just somehow start relaxing and I don't know, they drop the ball for some reason. Yeah, sad, hey?
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
So I'm an intern at a company in Woodmead, and you will not believe me if I told you that this is my 3rd year as an intern.
Huh.
And, you know, it's just so difficult to understand why we are being stringed along, you know, being promised a permanent vacancy, because I believe that if the company can see that you are not fit for their team, then you should be dismissed, you know. You can't be stringed along for so long. It's not a very nice experience. Oh. But hey, what can we say? We have to move.
Exactly. And in this high unemployment, I can imagine you're also like, oh, I'm stuck. So here we are. Tsepo, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you're an intern?
Yeah, I'd like to agree with the previous voice note that you were playing.
Yeah.
I've been an intern. Right now it's like my 2nd year.
Sure.
What's worse is in a government institution.
Yeah.
Yeah, thing is, they told us, like, the program, this whole thing is for, like, 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and came that 12 months. They renewed our contract another 12 months. So, and what's frustrating is you're doing stuff that the permanent employees are doing.
Yeah.
They have probably maybe 1 or 2, they didn't come to work. You end up doing their work.
Yeah.
And then when they come back, it's as if, like, they were doing that work while else you were.
So they take the credit for the work, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're not getting the credit for that work that you were doing for that person.
And credit goes a long way because it motivates you to do more, doesn't it?
Exactly. What's worse is that you put all in your efforts, your time, and everything. Like, you make sure that you go all
out. Because you're also trying to prove yourself, yeah.
Exactly, but here, like, it's totally a different thing.
And you can't quit.
You can't quit.
Oh, yeah. Where do you go?
And what's worse is that it's a government institution. The moment you start complaining, they'll be like, oh, Ponzini, Nanifogwe, Abubanban, Nizila, Nabubanban. And then you go like, I don't have any relatives here. I applied like everyone. But I understand not everyone applied the same as me.
Tell me about this government institution. No. I mean, how many people are there employed? They were former interns. What is like their term? Do you know?
The turnover? Since out of 10 is like 2.
How many interns now?
Currently, we are. I don't have the correct figure.
Yeah, just an estimate.
My estimation is like 50.
So of the 50, you're looking at only 10 people using the 2 out of 10 rate that may stay to be employed.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Hang in there, brah.
I think the most frustrating thing about being an intern is, firstly, reporting to someone who can't even really use their PC right in front of them. You have to spell check for them. You have to type faster for them. And they don't have the level of educational qualification that you have. And on top of that, they even ask you to go buy them lunch and make them tea. You know, at the end of the day, you have to do all those things and keep a good character and a good track at work, because at the end of the day, you still want that position, or you want to be hired eventually. And I'm talking government here, I'm not just talking private sector.
Oh my. Mark, hi.
I just quit.
How are you, Mark?
I'm good, yourself?
I'm good. So you quit?
I mean, I quit. You see, let me just quickly relate. I wasn't really an intern, I was an apprentice.
Okay, yes, sure.
So I was working, I worked there for about 3 years, 4 years. And I was pushing, Uncle T. I was pushing as a young man. I quit because I don't even appreciate her sometimes. I feel like, you know, there are those interns, Uncle T, they get to work and then they work and then they have pride. Or when I, so, I mean, I was just working.
Yeah.
And expecting to, you know, to be pushed and said, you know what? I remember you work, you know, you can go qualify. Now you can get a job. But I don't do too much.
So you left because you were not appreciated, or you left because of money?
I left because I wasn't appreciated. Obviously, as money as well, Uncle T. Because you see, when you start as an apprentice, you start to learn what is it that you're doing, how much you're making for the company, and
you start seeing your share in it. Yeah.
You get him new things that the company didn't have, you know, putting things into place. And bear in mind, that time you're just an apprentice. You're expecting maybe the big director to be doing those things.
Do you regret moving?
No, entirely. You see, when I left, that's the scary thing. I left just when COVID started.
Yeah.
And when I left, actually, I wasn't really leaving. They pushed me out and said, you know what, don't give a big mouth. And then I left, started my own thing. Now I'm running my own thing. You won't believe it.
It's doing well.
It's scary. It's scary when it starts.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Mina Prati, I ngene as an intern, and then I sat as a Duma Ziva Grand, Angtata Nava Permanente, and then I didn't mention what you will be part, yeah, ngene as an intern. I won't move an intern.
It's not easy, eh? And Rasekho, you agree as well, it's not easy, hey?
Hi, Uncle T, not at all, how are you?
I'm good.
Let me make it sharp. Not even for Nana Holeray, didn't you? Until Kiri resign. But are we feeling ungrateful again?
Yeah.
Uncle T, like, how by expect the hurry? We're not open to the miracle of our permanent device in the intern, we're no intern. How to talk about it? Now, when I give a recommendation, you can do a speech like a six. Now go, I live very far. So, since we had a high quarter position, head chef was at a village of Finster. So, how we thought of over one tower, Charnap. Time. But until I resigned, and then they told me that I'm very ungrateful. It was very nice. But when I left, they showed me their true colors.
What is the greatest lesson from that place that you are, that is opening doors for you today?
The greatest lesson was, just know how to go to expect anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen, and no one is your friend.
And
you're
then,
there to work.
Yeah.
You're there to do your work, and anyone, like, they can just turn their back on you.
And then, what about what you know versus what is happening in reality?
In what way?
I get out lego nali knowledge how.
No, it's totally different things. Two different things. Yo, God, how long they make it look like it's the most fabulous thing. You shall learn.
You shall learn, Rusego. Thanks for the call, my dear.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.